Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The supernatural is real, and God's supernatural power rules the powers of darkness. And God has empowered you by the Holy Spirit to let the world know the reality of his power and the message of the gospel. Jesus gave each of us as Christians this assignment. He said in Matthew 28 and then again in Mark 16 and 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go and make disciples of all the nations. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be eternally punished. Your assignment in life is to share the word of God, to support it financially and with as much time as you can to warn the people of this world that Jesus Christ is their only hope. He is the only way of salvation. He is the only way to eternal life. And we're living in a world where people want to believe that there are many roads to God. There are many roads to heaven. But God expects us to tell them the truth. So stop being so quiet. People share with you their beliefs, but are you sharing with them the truth? You say, well, they'll just say it's just my opinion. Well, your opinion happens to be the truth. Are you sharing it? In Matthew chapter 7 and 13, God talks about the fact that people will say that there are many roads to God, but really there's only one. It says you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult and only a few will ever find it. That tells you everyone's not going to go to heaven. Christianity is suffering today because of biblical illiteracy. I want you to listen to what a survey said. More than 4 out of 5 U.S. adults, that's 81%, believe that morality in the United States of America has declined. How many of you will agree with that? You're a part of that number. Those who agreed that the morals of America are declining were asked to identify what reason is most responsible for the decline. Over 1/4 of them said the lack of Bible reading is the primary cause. Knowledge about sin and Christ's sacrificial death is beginning to lose its voice in our pulpits today. I remember reading that a man said he went a whole year going from church to church to find somebody to even say hell from the pulpit. It took him a whole year before he even heard someone say hell, when hell is one of the most important places that no one should go. This survey went on to say 1 in 4 born-again Christians hold universalist thoughts when it comes to salvation, according to a new Barner analysis. 25% of born-again Christians say and have said that all people are eventually saved or accepted by God. Folks, that's 25% of born-again Christians. A similar portion, 26%, said a person's religion does not matter because all faiths teach the same lessons. And an even higher proportion, 40% of born-again Christians said that they believe Christians and Muslims worship the same God. Are you listening to these statistics? Folks, the world has changed. Don't let the big filled churches fool you. The world has changed. People believe something different than what the Bible teaches. But the Bible remains the same. Now, It continues by saying Don Carson, research professor of New Testament, a Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, said there are pressures in our culture to reduce the truth content of the scriptures and then simply dismiss people by saying that they're intolerant or narrow-minded or bigoted without actually engaging what is true. Now, this is the truth. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2 and 5. There is only one God. His name is not Allah, by the way. And one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message that God has sent to the world. And if Christ's sacrificial death is the only thing that brings salvation and eternal life, you see, unless we teach that, people will think God is too good and all religions are the same. It does not matter because we're all going to heaven, which cannot be further from the truth. See, the Bible explains that Jesus Christ really is the only one who can reconcile us to God because he died on the cross for our sins. There is no other religion that teaches somebody died for your sins. Most don't even talk about sin. But we all have it. And we need to lose it. And Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the only way to eternal life. He's the only way you can become a child of God. Listen to this Bible verse. It says in John 1 and 12, as many as received Christ, to them he gave them the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. Romans 8 and 5, or 5 and 8, it says, God showed his great love to us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we will certainly be saved from God's eternal punishment. Now, those who reject Christ reject salvation. They remain under eternal punishment, which leads to hell. Jesus said while he was here in John 8 and 23, you are from below and I am from above. You are from this world. I am not of this world. But I want to tell you something. Unless you believe that I am who I say that I am, you'll die in your sins. The Bible tells us clearly in Acts 4 and 12, there is salvation found in no one else. God has given no other name. No other name under heaven by which we must be saved. But if we're going to be effective as God intended for us to be as Christians in presenting the gospel, we must use Jesus' method of evangelism. Now, some people think it's okay, just give them the word. That is the reason why so many people are confused today. There are lots of Bibles. There are lots of words. There are lots of things that people have said. Well, the Bible has the only power to bring salvation. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. But the Bible talks a lot more than just words. The Bible is a book of action and deeds. Throughout this entire Bible, God says, what I say, I back up with supernatural deeds. And it wasn't just for the Old Testament or the New Testament. It is for us today. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the key to your supernatural power and telling others that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. It's time for you to begin to talk to the Holy Spirit who is here with you. So let's do it again this morning. We've done it recently already. I want you to say, welcome, Holy Spirit. I'm so glad you're with us here at church today. Please follow me home. Now, I have to tell you, whether you ask please or not, he's going to follow you home. Because as a Christian, Jesus said that he'll always be with you and in you. You can't get rid of the Holy Spirit as long as you're a child of God. And it's the Holy Spirit that God placed upon Jesus to do signs and wonders and miracles to defeat the power of the devil.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Bible says in Acts 10 and 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. Folks, Jesus' method of evangelism was to teach the Bible, to teach the gospel, to preach, and then to heal the sick and to cast out devils. That's what we're supposed to be doing today. And Matthew chapter 4 and 23, Jesus traveled through Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching everywhere the good news about the kingdom of God. And he healed people who had every kind of sickness and disease. And whatever their illness and pain, or if they were possessed with evil spirits or were paralyzed, Jesus healed them all. See, Jesus's preaching of the gospel and miracles went hand in hand when causing people to believe the word of God. And God wants us to present the gospel in the same way today. Throughout his entire earthly ministry, in fact, Jesus united the word of God with supernatural signs and wonders. When's the last time you did that? When's the last time you even shared just word of God with somebody? Don't answer that question. The thing I'm trying to tell you today is this. Jesus instructed us as his followers to evangelize in the same way. You say what? That's what the Bible says. And Matthew 10 and 7, Jesus said, go and preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. And then in Mark 16 and 15, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every person who believes and is baptized will be saved. But every person who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. They will place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. Folks, listen, this is the season that God has chosen you to send forth his word. And he wants you to bring deliverance to the people around you and to the world. It's time for you to embrace the destiny that God has given to you and to begin to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. So repeat after me, it's time for us to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit to show people Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only Savior of the world. Now I want you to listen to what Jesus said in John 14 and 12. And he's speaking to every one of us in this room. I tell you the truth. Why does he have to say, I tell you the truth? Because some people don't believe it. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I have done, and greater works, because I'm going to my Father. You can ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. You see, the key to effective evangelism is the Holy Spirit. Jesus came to this earth, though he was God, as a natural man, and that is why God had to anoint him with the Holy Spirit and power. And Jesus said in Acts 1 and 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. The key to supernatural power is based upon your fellowship with the Holy Spirit, not just speaking in tongues. Somebody said, now you tell me. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's there with you. Every day, wherever you go, the Holy Spirit is there. And therefore, you must develop a relationship with him. The Bible says he was sent to be your closest companion. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit really is your closest companion? How many of you talk to the Holy Spirit every day? Some of you, praise God. In 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, it says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, communion there means companionship. It means to be a partner. It means to be a partner through communication. The Holy Spirit is our link with God and Jesus Christ and the realm of the Spirit. He is the doorway to the supernatural. That's why it's so important for us to know him. In fact, in the book of Acts, multitudes were born again as a result of the operations of the gifts of the Spirit through God's people. Look at the person next to you and say, there are multitudes of people waiting to see God do some miracle through you. In Acts chapter 5 and 12, it says, by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and the believers were more added to the church. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and those that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone. And there was great joy in that city. Folks, things have not changed. The Holy Spirit is the same. God is the same. Jesus is the same. What has changed? Simply our belief. Our relationship with the Holy Spirit is the key to bring salvation to so many, because many will not believe unless they see God do something. I think it's time for the church to see God do something. I remember when I was just a boy in church and I would read the Bible and I'd say, God, where are the miracles? Where are the miracles? I was too nervous to go up and ask the deacon or my pastor where the miracles were. But I didn't see really miracles happening. It's not because God doesn't do miracles, because he wants to do them through us. Let me say this to you. The Holy Spirit's role is to teach you, is to guide you, to show you how to fulfill your purpose and destiny in life. And he empowers you for service supernaturally. Jesus told his disciples the day that he went up to heaven, he said, listen, don't go and preach the gospel until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And the Holy Spirit brought a dramatic change to their lives. Because before he came, the disciples were fearful to even be associated with Jesus, just like some of you. You're still closet Christians. You're not telling everybody that you're a child of God, that you know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, that he's the only Savior of the world. But when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, Peter and the other disciples were no longer concerned about their safety, because the Holy Spirit brought boldness into their lives, and they just began to witness everywhere. That boldness brought effectiveness in their ministry, and we need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit fresh upon our lives today. Somebody say amen. The Apostle Paul said, my message and preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but in the power of God. People are searching for reality today. There are so many religions professing that they're the way of salvation. Folks, it's time that we return to the original plan that God had for the gospel. We have got to allow the Holy Spirit to work through our lives to confirm that the gospel is true with miracles, signs, and wonders. Somebody say amen. See, the world is waiting, and we don't have much more time. It's time for us to embrace our destiny. God has given us supernatural power, and it's latent within us through the Holy Spirit. But you've got to step out. You've got to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You have got to be hungry for God to use your life to touch the lost at any cost. That you yourself can fulfill the very reason why you were born, to help others to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. One of the things that we did today, and I want to encourage you as I'm closing to do it, that is to continue to intercede for other people to be born again, to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. How many of you do that right now? Folks, intercession is so important. That's praying for others to be born again. Now, when we have the opportunity, we need to share our faith. But even as we leave those people, continue to pray for them. Continue to ask God to speak to them. Continue to ask God to move in their lives, because you will become the answer to someone's prayer as you intercede for them. God will allow His Holy Spirit to come upon you, and you'll begin to pray for the sick, and they'll be healed. You'll be able to speak a word to encourage people's lives. It happens as you pray for people. Then God will begin to use you in the supernatural. I want to give you an illustration. There was a man named Stephen Jeffries. In Lester Sumrall's book, Pioneer Faith, he describes how Stephen Jeffries received the gifts of healing. Stephen and George Jeffries were two of England's greatest healing evangelists during the early 1900s. Stephen Jeffries received the gifts of healing while interceding for the sick around the world. And this is how it happened. In his church in Wales, there appeared a vision of a bleeding lamb on the wall. There were about 300 people who saw the vision. Stephen was so fascinated by it that he laid down on the floor under the vision that was on the wall and cried out to God for 3 days about the needs of the world, especially physical healing for every person. At the end of those 3 days, he felt the anointing of the Lord come upon him, and he left the church building, and he found out that everyone he prayed for was miraculously healed. Within a short time, there was no building large enough to contain his crowds. His services would last from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. No one even cared what time it was. I'm telling you, when the power of God comes, no one will be looking at their clocks. No one will care when they see God moving in a significant way. No one will care when they actually feel the presence of God. And it's time for us to embrace our destiny and let the Holy Spirit use our lives to bring real change to this world and the people around us.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message has been part two of Running Out of Time. Now, Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
Father, we thank you because you said, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus,
that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.